Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 329. Today, Sarah says, I have written several hundred pages of a novel. However, the pieces don't yet form a coherent story. It is about the same 12 characters who interact in the same town over the course of two decades. Different chunks of the story hold together well. They have the same tone, viewpoint, and genre, but the pieces don't seem to go together. Also, the main characters appear to have vastly different characteristics depending on the particular chunk of the story. The same event being drastically different depending on the interpretation of the experiencer is one of the novel's themes. Also, I have trouble keeping tension because the story is so spread out over time. I'm considering developing each part of the novel into a standalone story. Each story would take place over a few days. Then, when placed in order, the different stories hold together to tell the main story. This seems daunting. Any tips? Yes, in fact. Sarah, what you're talking about is called a braided novel. It's where you write several different novellas that woven together tell a story that's greater than the sum of its parts. And there's any number of ways to do this. One is, as you said, to tell each story separately and lay them down in succession. Another is to write each story separately and then weave them together afterwards. You can do these as successive periods of time where you're covering one time frame from one point of view and then going to another time frame from another point of view, another time frame from another point of view, or you can have different people at the same incident having completely different experiences. An example of the latter that's worth reading, it's extremely well crafted, though I must admit that the story didn't hold me, is, now of course I'm forgetting the author's name, the title of the book is An Incident at the Finger Post, and I'll look it up and put the link in the show notes so that you can find it. That is a novel that's made up of four short novels that all tell the same story from radically different points of view, and it unfolds kind of like a crime novel, with the reader as the detective trying to figure out what actually happened. Another example of this kind of thing, taken from an entirely different approach that leapt to mind several times as I was reading your question, is Ken Follett's The Pillars of the Earth. And particularly that leapt to mind because the time span of the novel is about 80 years. It's 1,000 pages thick. The time span is about 80 years, and it covers two generations, but it is definitely a single story. And each character's experience and viewpoint is radically different from the others. And that melds together into a hell of a family saga epic. So that's another approach other than the braided novels. Frankly, any of the approaches you're taking here could work. Which approach is appropriate is going to depend on what you're wanting to accomplish with the book. Are you wanting to tell the story of the town? Then something like Middlemarch by George Eliot might be a good model for you, even though I find George Eliot tedious as hell. She was a big hit back in her day. And Middlemarch is sort of the prototypical example of this kind of thing. Or also The Source by James Michener, which tells the story of a single location on the planet Earth over the course of about 700 years by going down through layers of an archaeological dig. If rather than fleshing out a little world as embodied in the town, you're wanting to tell a more sweeping story that involves everybody else perhaps caught up in events larger than themselves and reacting to the same kinds of things, or maybe even the same things, but in different ways that affect the unfolding of the history of the town, check out the North and South books. Those are very much about this kind of thing, and they're structured in a way that might suit what you're doing very well. If you're wanting to tell the story of a singular event or project through the eyes of many and multiple people, Ken Follett's Pillars of the Earth is definitely the model to look to. You say you have a lot of the pieces, but nothing to unify them. I would say that your two most obvious alternatives at this point are to turn each of the pieces into its own little story and either release them together or release them separately as different episodes in a larger series, or to
think through, to read through, and figure out if there is any central binding event or project or general sweep of history going on that could unite all of these disparate stories. In The Source, it's the archaeological dig. In The Pillars of the Earth, it's the erection of a cathedral, which is why it takes 80 years. In North and South, it's the Civil War that does it. There's all sorts of historical epics centered around the War of the Roses and other things like that. And of course, if you want to go outside of historical fiction and into fantasy, Game of Thrones centers a whole bunch of disparate stories around the central struggle for the throne of Westeros. And, or you can go Lord of the Rings way, which unites a bunch of different individual stories around the struggle to destroy the ring and fight Sauron and prevent him from taking over Middle Earth. Although that one actually does have a dominant character, as opposed to the kind of thing you're talking about. So I would look to braided novels as a tradition and read through those and check out some of the things I've listed here won't appear on that, but check out Incident at the Finger Post and The Source and North and South and Pillars of the Earth. Those may help build in your mind a template that will legitimize what you're doing and help you get a better bead on what to shoot for. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.